Welcome to Heart Smart Conversations with me, Marja Louise, and my two great friends, Mari Manzetti and Lily Bendres. We are three spiritual women with a deep felt desire to help all people understand the transformational power of love and how to implement it into our lives for the better of all mankind. Changing the world starts with each and every one of us, and it starts with experiencing the love we all carry in our hearts. By tapping into this deep, unconditional love intelligence, we can transform our lives for the better. We're really excited because today we have a person here who has really implemented this kind of heartfelt way of leading into her business. I think it's so inspiring. You know, because it's great to have your heart and be in connection with your heart and to do that as your meditation for yourself. You come into a space and you do it at home in the morning, in the evening, or, you know, during your day, but alone normally if you don't go to a course. But then how do we implement this in our work? Like, how do we implement this in business? Because a lot of people understand the meaning of doing it for yourself, but not how to implement this in their business. The person we have with us here today is Susanna Holzweiler. She is a founder and partner in Holzweiler and CEO of Camilla Peel, two fashion brands with enormous success both in Norway and abroad. Welcome, Susanna.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank
you. We are so excited to have you here because I know that you implement this kind of leadership and that connection to love and to your core into fashion, actually. Two things that if I wasn't in this business myself, I would think that there's two very different worlds, like fashion. People might think that that's very disconnected from being connected to your heart, more of the exterior. Mm. But you've actually managed to make the most successful brand in Norway, fashion brand in Norway, Holzweiler. And you've been part of that and you have implemented this in your business. How did you come to that point in your life where this became so important that you actually implemented it in your business?
First of all, I just have to say that I'm so honored that you invite me to this podcast and that I feel that you see me, right? And that's so, oh, wow, it's almost like, okay, I actually reached my goal now.
Oh, I did.
You know, you see that I'm trying to do this, you know,
you're
this
not
change.
Trying to, you are actually
doing.
I am, yeah.
No, but it started in 2016, 17, I think. I had been running a business since 2006. I'd been working, you know, the traditional way, really hard. I was working all the time, you know, very masculine power at that time. And one day I just couldn't get out of bed. So like, you know, kind of traditional story, many people meet the wall or what, you get the burnout. So I got like, and at that time, I didn't even believe in burnouts. You know, I was like, what do you mean you wake up in the morning and you don't have any energy? Like, you know, get a grip on yourself and go, right? That was my
Keep
energy.
Keep going.
Keep going. I just, and when I look back, I had like all of these signs, you know, happening to my body. I was dizzy. I was like everything, but I just did not take the signs. So I think I had to experience this, right? So I've always been working a lot on my, you know, like self-development. I've always been into that kind of reading and have been practicing yoga for many years. But until then, I didn't like transform it into business. It was like you said in the introduction, it was separate, right? It was me and then it was my work or how I work. So the first thing I did was I will not just sit at home and watch TV series. I will use this time to continue to work on myself and to get out of this as a better version. So I started to meditate for the first time, did an online meditation course, and just really digged inside and tried to find out what made this burnout happen. Found out that it was, you know, this very masculine way of doing business and of being this very, as you say in Norway, this very good girl, flink pike, to just over-deliver all the time. And then when I was out of business like 6 to 8 months, And when I came back, I was just very, and of course this happened a little bit over time, but I was very into bringing with me this new way of life that I had experienced in this burnout period back to work. So I introduced meditation to work from the first week I was back, and I just saw how people really appreciated that. I think this was, that was like the start of my journey into what I'm doing now. I was just listening to a really beautiful podcast the other day. I'm very much into, and we will talk more about that, of course, but like, how can you run the business in the feminine way?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by masculine and feminine way?
So I that's think really until important now, too. You know, we have been in a society where it's like, men are the CEO, they are like running the businesses. And we women have, of course, stepped more into business. But I think that we are adjusting into, you know, that the men's way of doing business, because that's they have been the ones who have been running it all the time. So we don't know another way, right? Mm-hmm. That's the only way we know.
Yeah. Mm, so true.
So what's happening now is more and more women also go into business, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Only just a recent, 20 years or so, or like maybe 50, but still not for a very long
time. Not for so much leadership.
We are bringing our feminine energy into business. Mm-hmm. And business has never had feminine energy.
So what does that represent for you, feminine energy?
So it represents more of, definitely more love, like taking care of the people, and also this beautiful thing I heard on this podcast, which was for me like, oh, wow, that's what we're doing. And that was, it was a conversation where they talked about this and they compared it to when you get pregnant, you know, because you have the uterus, which is the feminine, and then you have the sperm, which is the masculine. Mm. And what happens in order to actually create the baby is that the uterus is just, she's not doing anything. She's receiving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the sperm is working really hard, right? And you need both to create that baby. But until now, it's been the sperm, right? Working really hard.
Yeah.
That the egg is waiting in the uterus. So,
my big aha moment was that the feminine, the uterus or the egg is waiting and receiving, and that's also creating.
Yes.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And I was like, It just all got together for me.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I am trying to do and also practice myself.
Wow, that's so powerful what you just said.
But I think it's also important, you know, that you need both.
Yes.
So I'm not saying, you know, I am running a business together with my brother and my sister-in-law. I've always been running it together with my brother. So we've always been feminine, masculine, like two, always been two, right? And my brother is very, he has a lot of the masculine power, right? And I'm very the feminine. And we just couldn't create Holzweiler without both. And I also don't, you know, we have these huge visions of creating a global brand. And I don't believe we can do it with just like running like sperm, right? We also need...
You also need the receiving part.
Yeah.
That's,
and in the
so
world today, I just see it everywhere. You know, how people are getting the burnouts because they're just... The way of working, the way of running a business is all about like, you know, running, doing more, you know, never taking that moment to just receive.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah.
And also to create, if you just go out there and you can't receive it, you won't get it.
No, you won't.
No.
You won't.
Yeah.
So you have to take the step.
Yeah. And I think...
we're waiting for it.
Yeah. And I really think since this is kind of new, right, to bring the feminine energy into business, I think what we can create is like so much more impactful and amazing than what we've done until now, because until now we've only been doing it with the masculine.
Mm-hmm.
So just think about what we can do when we pair these two together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my big vision, you know, what I'm working for and what I'm also trying to teach the people at work.
Yeah, how do they receive that teaching?
They really appreciate it. You know, I think they really appreciate it. We do like, but at the same time, there's also some kind of resistance.
Yeah.
What kind of resistance?
Like, for instance, we have a morning meditation every Wednesday morning. And I'm still in such an awe about how few people attend that meditation. So very often I need to like go around in the office and like, come, you know, you have 15 minutes. It's like 15 minutes of your day. And people just, oh, I'm so busy. I need to work. And it's I'm asking for 15 minutes.
15 minutes once a week. It's once not even week. Every day.
No, yeah. Once a week. And it's so hard for them. And then maybe they, yeah. And I can also sometimes feel a resistance from people that, you know, because I work very untraditionally. So, and I take great care of myself because I've learned what happens if I don't. And yeah. I can really see how I can just feel, it's nothing being said, but I can feel resistance from people who may be like, oh, is she working enough? What is she doing? You know, what is she doing now? Why isn't she here? Or like, you know, I can feel that kind of resistance because people aren't used to that, you know, because I just work in a new way, which is not so common.
And also to be able to do the kind of work that you do, you have to take those breaks to be present and to be able to work 100% when you actually do.
Yeah.
And I also think that when you're in coherence, then you work much better. You're clearer in your brain. Everything is in sync with yourself.
Yeah.
So the effectivity delivers. So you, I'm sure you will get much more done when you've done these practices and done the meditation and your yoga.
100%. I have so much less stress in my life now, and I accomplish so much more, and things just happen, you know, because I'm willing to go into that flow.
Yeah.
And I think more and more people at work also experience that, you know, on some levels. Yeah, that's, I truly get so happy every time, you know, I can see that in others because I think I need to start on myself first.
Yeah.
And then when I fully own it, it will, you know, people will get affected by it. It will also change the way we work in Holzweiler. And eventually, I hope, like, everywhere, right?
Yeah, and also, it's so much fun these days because now it's actually science telling us how this is actually effectful.
Yeah.
Like, before, we only did it because it made us feel good and we got more, less stress, more energy, you know. But now we actually have also science behind it.
Yeah.
Showing how it clears your mind, how it does all these different things that we have already know, but we now have more proof.
Yeah.
So it's easier to get people who are not so into meditation to actually go into it. And how do you see that this has affected the business?
I can see that when we meet like our community, you know, if it's at our fashion shows or our buyers or, you know, there are so many brands out there making amazing clothes, right? But I think the end consumer and people buy into energy, if they believe it or not, right? That's just how it works. And we probably have a lot of science backing that soon as well, or maybe even already. So when we create, you know, that energy at work, then people just want to, be a part of Holzweiler. And so we can see our business is growing, right? And I just had a meeting now with Selfridges in London. And, you know, they are super open to doing an event with Holzweiler where we will focus on...
That's so cool.
Yeah, we'll focus on like cold plunge and sauna and meditation and all of this. And they love it, you know?
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's because of you. It's amazing.
No, so I see that. And that's just, it's just... And at our last show in London, that was our first London show.
Wow.
I had a friend of mine who always does our meditation. Her name is Mercedes.
Yeah.
And just before, when everyone was seated, it was a beautiful location outside.
It was amazing. I was there.
And I was like, now you just go and you take your Palo Santo and you just, you know, just spread some magic. And she was like, what? Are you sure? Yeah. Yes, go. So she went out, you know,
yes,
blessing people before our fashion show. And, you know, people were so excited. They were, you know, they got up like, oh, can you please bless me too?
Yeah,
you know,
that was amazing.
Because we need this, you know, it's such a busy world. The world is crazy, you know, it's busy, it's social media, it's, and especially living like in a big city like London,
yeah,
people need a break, and that's where Holzweiler gets in.
Yeah, take a pause. What is the word you have?
Take a moment.
Take a moment. Take That's what you have. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, thank
you. And how you've like implemented that through the year now has been amazing. And I was at your show in London, your fashion show, and it was I've been to a few, one in Copenhagen and one in London. And congratulations, by the way, on amazing work. Because what I find is so special with you, I remember... it makes me cry now because when I was in Copenhagen, oh God, okay. when I was in Copenhagen, I didn't expect at all the kind of energy that you had. And it was just, it really touched my heart so deeply. Okay. Get yourself together. Because I didn't expect a person to or your brand because it really does have that energy. Mm-hmm. And because of that energy, you go so far out of the Norwegian box. And that's why you have succeeded so much, you know? Because what you did there, you're so diverse in the way you do things. You have models that are from all over the world that are all sizes and heights, you know, and the stage that where you place your is amazing. The decorations are amazing. I know you did meditations before. You had everybody go on the catwalk. And it was just like coming into this dream world of the sea, you know, that first in Copenhagen, which was just like magical with all these amazing clothes. And then I heard one of the models afterwards say, you know, thank you so much for choosing me.
yeah. It's so different.
And because you'd meditated, they were like, it was so amazing. And I was so stressed before I came to the show. But when they said, the model said. But when you made us meditate and we all did that together before we went out, it all went away. And it just feels so good. And I just feel so appreciated and seen.
Oh, thank you.
And that was just so beautiful. Mm. So I just wanted to share that. Oh. And I'm not touched at all.
Actually, I'm sitting here and thinking, I want this clothes because I want to be a part of this. I want to be a part of the meditation and feel the comfort around it because we need it. Mm. All of us need it.
Mm. Yeah, and also like
when things are made with love, we can feel it. Yes. Even if we can't see it, we can feel it.
Yeah, we can.
And also, you go out of your way to like find these really special places to have it. You had it in this amazing park in London that nobody knows about, but you found it. Mm. You know, like tell us a bit about the process and how that works and how you use your intuition. And you were at a flower market in the morning, like you're just insane. Yeah.
Okay, I'll actually tell you a story about how we found the venue we're showing at now. Because that was, I'm very, like, if I get the sign, then I'm like, we need to do this. You know, I'm not like, this needs to happen. I got my sign. The venue in September was also beautiful. It was outside, it was nature, and it just felt like we came to this Norwegian garden or forest. So we were just like immediately, this is it, you know? We're going to London and we're just bringing a piece of Norway with us. So we just felt, this is how we're going to do it.
It was amazing. And also it was raining. You have to tell about that.
It was. Oh, that was actually, the weather forecast was nice. And the whole week was beautiful. And all of a sudden it changed. So right for our show time and we were outside, it was going to rain, you know, heavy. So I was texting Marta, like, can you do something about this? And she was like, yes. So I was like, everyone was so
and you and me and Mercedes. And there were so many people.
Yeah. So everyone backstage was so stressed because before the show, he was like, it was raining, it was pouring.
Oh my
and
God.
I was like, I knew that I had talked to Marta and Durek and they were handling this for me. So I was like, it's going to be fine. Wait and see. So everyone was like, why can you be so calm? I'm like, wait and see. just before the show started. Stopped.
No.
It drizzled a little bit, which was just very beautiful because it made everything very beautiful. The moment everyone was out, it was pouring again.
Wow.
Like literally the last model went in, all the guests came under the roof, and then boom.
Yeah. Wow.
So
even
some
more
energy.
Special, I will say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a very special. I felt like they were just working really hard for us.
Yeah. Did you dance the Sundance?
I danced the Sundance in the morning.
Yeah. Wow.
No, but for the venue that we're showing at now in February, we're going to show at the Tate Britain.
Wow.
Which I'm very proud of.
Wow.
Where is that?
That is
in London. It's
unbelievable.
Like a huge...
that's fantastic.
Yeah. Museum, Tate.
So it's a... Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, so, I didn't hear.
Yeah.
Yes, amazing. Wow.
So it's a big contrast to what we did the last time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we got to look at locations in October. And it was many nice locations. But I come into Tate Britain and I'm just... Of course, you get like, wow, because it's just so beautiful. And first time, like, oh my God, are we like a brand that can show in this kind of location? Because it's almost like a huge fashion statement. And then I look at the wall and it's a beautiful art piece on the wall. And the first product that we created at Holzweiler was scarves.
Yeah, I remember.
So scarf is like, you know, a very core product in Holzweiler. And of course, I see everything with Holzweiler glasses. What I see on the wall is like four scarves. So I'm like, okay. And I walk up to the art piece. And this year, we have been designing a little bit differently. Instead of having like different themes four times a year, we have been like designing for the whole year. So our first collection in 2024 was the seed. Then we had the in bloom. Then we had the rewilding, which was why we did it in the forest. And now for fall, we're doing like more the decay inspired by the mushrooms and what happens in the winter. And I walk up to this art piece and it says that this is 2,000 flowers, Gerbera flowers, that were mounted in full bloom. And they have just been decaying.
Oh,
and that's what's hanging there. And I'm like,
Oh my God.
So I'm just calling Maria and Andreas. Yeah. I'm like, we're showing here.
Yeah.
I was
And
that's what we're showing. So that's how I...
So you listen to your heart all the time, I
listen to my heart all the time.
Yeah.
I do. And it's just amazing when you get those kinds of feedback, right?
Mm. Yeah. Mm. The universe is with you. Magic happens.
Oh, it really does, yeah.
Mm. Fantastic.
Mm.
Yeah, I just get so inspired by this because, and this just shows like, because I think that we are at a new threshold in the world with this kind of, because before we have done that, we've followed our signs, but in our private lives.
Mm.
But now I think we're moving into a new era where we actually do it in business.
Yeah.
And we open up to exactly what you're saying, like opening up to things coming to us in business, and that it synchronizes. Mm. So that is like you have a thought, this, I would love to do this. And then accidentally you meet a person that tells you, oh, this person should, and then you meet that person, and then it's like, oh, I have, that's what I need. Okay, let's do this, you know, and or like that, where you come in and it's like a sign where you're like, oh, and for that to implement into business, I find that's like the next step that our world is coming into, that this kind of being centered, being in connection with our hearts and our cores will lead us in every area of our lives. And we implement it in every area of our lives, not just, you know, by ourselves in our own rooms and isolated from everything else.
Yeah.
And that's so inspiring when you say that.
Mm. Yeah, and it's just so much more fun as well to work like that. You know, it's just more fun. And it should be fun.
Yeah, and it's also let go of control.
Yeah. Just trusting.
And mindset.
Yeah, just
when
trusting.
You trust, magic happens.
It does.
Yeah.
It really, really
does.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, and that's the feminine, you know. That's why I think like and it's not about a woman or a boy, you know. My brother also has a lot of feminine energy, right? And he's, so he's also running and following his heart. And, you know, from I think the last 10 years, we have always had this saying, so if it goes really rough in business, because it obviously it all goes up and down, we always like say to each other, the universe has our back. Mm-hmm. And we truly believe that. And that's our saying. And then every time one of us says that to each other, I just feel like my shoulders go down, like, yes, 100%, the universe has our back. It will be okay. Mm-hmm. And we trust.
It is so beautiful.
Mm. I really appreciate having a conversation like this. For me, it's really a dream coming true that we can sit and talk like this. And I think your podcast is so important.
And I also think it's so important for many leaders out there to listen to this. Mm. And I was a business leader before I started with Be True to Myself. And I would loved that I was on this page 20 years ago.
Mm. Mm.
It would have changed my life.
Mm.
It changed my life, but I got sick before. Like you, I got sick. But it would be much better if I knew all this before I got sick.
Yeah. I totally agree. And but I also, and to add to that, I should say, I also think that we mustn't be ashamed of doing it in a women's way.
Mm.
Because before it's been like it's the men's way and that's the only way that counts. And then we've been like added on to and gone into their stream like you've been talking about.
Yeah.
And then we have like been a bit ashamed of doing women's stuff.
Mm.
And that that's less worthy in a way from our side too than the men's way, you know. Yeah. So we're a bit ashamed. Yes, this is how we do it, but we're a bit ashamed of it, kind of thing. But I feel that now we're more stepping in our power. This is actually just as valuable as anything else that's been done before, and that we step ourselves, us women, into that power. And that also opens up for the men to step into their female power. And that's so important too.
Yeah, and
so
when we work together with the masculine and the feminine energy, then we are on the flow.
I can, I think that's so important. That I can, I really feel that shame still. So I think that really hit me. So
why do you think you feel that shame when you've done so much and you've seen it work so much? Why do you still think you feel that shame?
It's a great question. I think it's because I'm maybe, you know, still I have a little part of that. Oh, I should have been doing more, or I should like, oh, is this, you know, it's still like a little bit inside of me, but I'm really working on letting it go. So maybe 2024 will be my stepping into my power and just owning this and just really. And of course, many days I own it and I know what I do, but because you don't. Yes, I think it's because you don't get the feedback on it. You know, you don't get the confirmation so much.
Of being a good girl.
Yeah.
Being the good girl that you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Or that you're brought up to think that you're supposed to be.
Do you have to do that meditation this now? You know, can you not please just...
Mm.
And of course, there still will be many that reject it. Because I think one of the traps is that the women have been kind of fighting becoming men instead of working as women in order to get to achieve their goals. And that is still hanging there. And I work with people as a coach type of, and so many business women come 45 years and are burned out and say that it's something is so wrong and I'm so trapped and I've been this good girl and I had to achieve. And but who am I? And it's a life crisis.
Yeah.
So you are you on stage talking to other, having conferences in new leadership style?
No, I would love to. I think I will do that.
Yeah. So for anyone out there who's listening, please contact Susanne Holzweiler. She's an amazing woman and inspiration for so many leaders.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, but I think, you know, it's this system has been with us so long, right? Yeah. So now we are changing it, and that's what still makes you feel not as good, you know, as if you would do it the way it's always been done. So I think that's the why I also can still feel, you know, that I can understand that feeling, or I can still feel it. But yeah, working on it, and I just get so many confirmations now also, you know, without anyone saying I'm a good girl, you know, but just like, okay, this is my way, you know, and I truly believe it will happen, you know. We are that's where we're moving now.
It's a process
and it will happen, and it's an exciting time to be alive, right?
Absolutely.
It's so exciting because it's, oh, we're in this huge shift and it's, yeah, I absolutely love that.
Yeah, it's so interesting. So to finish or to start to end this as the last question, maybe. I'm not sure. But what kind of advice would you give to other leaders who want to start implementing this? Who, for example, do meditate or do yoga, and how can they implement it, you know, in their business life as leaders or as staff? Or how can you implement it in your work?
I believe in the small steps, you know, taking the beginning small and see how that, and then you can implement more and more. But one thing that a friend taught me, she's working at Snøhetta, and she implemented this new rule where she takes before every meeting, she has bought like this hourglass. And then she just says, before we're starting this meeting, take the phone away, and then we're just going to be quiet for 1 minute. And it's 1 minute, and she turns it around. Yeah. And I think that's so beautiful because then that's a great way of starting just with your team, even if you're not the leader, you know, even if you can just suggest it, even just in your small team, to just feel before you just start working. Put your phone away and just be present.
Yeah.
You know, because that's also what it's about. We just be present. So that's one thing.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Susanna. This was so inspirational.
Yeah. Yes. And we have normally asked our guests if they have a practice to share.
Yeah.
And so the listeners can do the next week, and we can also do the practice until the next week. Do you have any practice you will share with us?
I have so many practices. I love practices. But I'll share my newest one that I just implemented this year.
Oh, that's great.
Which makes me feel so good. And I think that's what it's about, right? Go into the world, feel amazing, and that's where you get back. You want to be on that level.
Yeah, yeah.
Heighten the frequency.
Oh, heighten the frequency. So so now I've started to dance every morning before I go out the door. I created a new Spotify list. It's called Good Vibes.
Okay.
And whatever song comes on, I'm like, oh, yeah, I feel so good. No, I'm not going to say that. I'm a great dancer.
Yeah.
There you go. So, and just, you know, to just move like no one is watching. And then I'm just, oh, I feel so amazing. And then I can start my day.
So fantastic. But how long do you dance?
You know, everything from 1 minute to five. It depends what time I am.
But it's not a half an hour.
No, like moving, you know, as long as I feel.
Before
and then,
you go out the door.
When I before I go out the door.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm going to do that for sure.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Yeah, we'll do that. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having
me. Wow.
Thank you.
And good luck with everything you do, and keep shining and keep being connected to your heart and keep moving forward and just get out there.
Yeah. And thank you for you guys to create this podcast. I think it's so important. We have such an important message to share. So
we are amazed about this guest we had now, Susanne, and we would like your comments on Heart Smart Convos on Instagram. So please send us a message if you have something you want to tell us, and we will answer you. And we meet each other again in a week.
Yes,
and we are looking forward to that.
When
we've
all been
danced
a
lot.
For a week.
Yeah. Then we're
we'll see how our life has changed.
Yes. Okay, we are looking forward to that. So please comment on Instagram and see you next week or here. Bye.
Keep dancing. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.